I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. And today I'm going to be talking about sexual harassment and sexual assault, but this is such a big story right now. We're going to narrow down the context a little bit. We're just going to talk about the problem in show business. And I think I bring a unique perspective to this because my very first career spent about 15 years in the entertainment industry. My wife also spent many years in the entertainment industry. We're talking the mainstream industry, where she worked with a lot of the biggest names in Hollywood. So we do have an understanding of that business. And the problem is different than it is in probably most other industries. It's a know-who business. It's your contacts that really help you in that industry. And it's a small community. You're going to keep running into people over and over again, even the ones who might have sexually harassed you. Now, I had my own experience with this. It's trivial in its own way, certainly not as serious as what a lot of women have gone through, but still, it's kind of along the same lines. I know how it makes you feel. I didn't at the time it happened. I was only 17. But there was a booker. He was an important booker in my world. And he sort of took me under his wing, took me over to his house, sitting around talking about how, contrary to the rumors, he's not gay. He's actually bisexual. And that he was also a performer. And he said, I'll wait to sign your picture once, you know, we get to know each other a little better. And you know what? This stuff just went right over my head. It actually was years later when I went, oh, it's a small world, and I continued having to deal with him. And he never came right out and say it, but over time, I certainly got the hint that my career could go a lot better if I had sex with him. But, you know, I was kind of with my soon-to-be wife, and I kept working with him. He kept booking me up until the day I got married. That was it. He never booked me again. And yeah, the thing was kind of sucky, but again, it's trivial compared to what a lot of women have gone through. But it is a significant and dark side of show business. It's definitely there. But show business is very, very different from any other kind of industry, any other kind of work. Very few jobs require you to kiss other people. Very few jobs require that you be naked with other people. And that sometimes will certainly happen in movies, even on stage. And yes, it's kind of an open, sexualized environment. Most actors that I know do not think of themselves as being sexually repressed. They tend to be very, very expressive. And so in this environment, sex is going to come up. Figuring out when you cross the line, that gets pretty tough. It's not as clear-cut as you might think. But there are some where that line is really clear. There are men who were accused who took advantage of the power you have over other people in the entertainment industry. And they were monsters. Harvey Weinstein was and is an absolute monster. I believe the women who say that he accosted and raped them. But he did a lot more than that. He actively did try to hurt the careers of actresses who he feared might out him. He hired spies to spy on them and try to dig up dirt on them to damage their reputations. If even one part of the claims against Harvey Weinstein are true, and I believe that virtually all of the claims against him are true, but even if a tiny part of them were true, he deserves to spend the rest of his life in prison. Same goes true for Bill Cosby. Just a monster. If just a tiny percentage of the things that he's been accused of are true, and I believe they're pretty much all true, he should spend the rest of his life in prison. Then there's the president, who, at the time these accusations came out, he was essentially in show business. He had his television show. And while Harvey Weinstein and Bill Cosby deny the charges, Trump basically confessed to them on videotape, talking about how he loved to grab women by the pussy. Trump is accused by 19 women. Okay, we could say that pales in comparison to the 84 accusers that Harvey Weinstein has, and the total of 60 Bill Cosby accusers. But that really should say more about the horrible place we're in right now than anything else. 19 accusers. And while Weinstein and Cosby certainly have paid some price, the president got elected to the most powerful job in the world and has not faced any kind of penalty whatsoever. So all of these things are really, really bad. They're sort of up there at near the top of what's horrible in show business. But it gets much worse when children are involved. And that does happen much more rarely in show business, but it does happen. And I'm not including the allegations against Trump that he raped a 14-year-old. I have no way to evaluate those accusations. I include sports as part of the world of entertainment, and that's certainly where our worst scandal has happened. There just isn't anything bad enough we can do to Larry Nassar. 265 people have come forward to claim that he raped or molested them. 265. This is a monster of epic proportions. And he's had his day in court. He's going away for the rest of his life. Bill Cosby is having his day in court now. We still don't know what's going to happen with Harvey Weinstein. And Donald Trump has not had his day in court or had to face his accusers. And then there's the more recent charges against Las Vegas mogul Steve Wynn. And yes, technically not in show business, but certainly a part of all of that kind of world. And it's the same deal. He can get all the consensual sex that he wants. It's not really a problem when you have that level of wealth. But that's not what he wants. He's not interested in consensual sex. He wants sex from people who have to have sex with him. And according to the accusations, he's been doing it for years and years to dozens of people. There was a massage therapist, and he would remove his towel, expose his penis, and tell her to masturbate him. He's not just her boss, he's the boss of the entire company. She says no. Is she going to have a job? Probably not. Wynn paid $7.5 million to a manicurist who he forced to have sex with him in 2005. And this is regular behavior for him. But we need to remember, this is not about sex, this is about power. Another truly awful recent accusation comes against Scott Baio. Now, he's former star of Charles in Charge and appeared in Happy Days. And as a person now, as an adult, he's pretty loathsome. He's a Sandy Hook truther, you know, among the people who believe that a lot of big disasters were simply staged by the government and that they were all faked, including the mass shooting at Sandy Hook. He's smarmy and hateful and awful, so it's not very difficult for me to believe the accusation against him. It's from his co-star, who was 14 years old at the time when she appeared on Charles in Charge with him. He was 14 years old. He was 26. She claims that his first molestation of her was digitally penetrating her with his fingers, and she was just 14, and that this kind of molestation went on, and I don't have the details of what else happened, but it went on until she was age 17. If this is true, and I believe that it is, Scott Baio belongs in jail for the rest of his life. These are the extremes. But there's also the other end of things. I have friends who are still fairly well known in show business. They get recognized wherever they go. And I will tell you that they get pretty much all the sex they want. When you're a celebrity, it's just out there. So whenever you see a celebrity or someone who's famous using coercion and forcing people to have sex with them, or, you know, forcing underage children to have sex with them, there's something, it's not sex. There's something really seriously wrong with them. It's about power and abuse and wanting to control other people. Because I'll tell you, most of them can get the consensual sex that they want. That's not what we're looking at here. When you look at the accusations against Al Franken, they get pretty murky from his entertainment days. And sure, you're always putting your hands around people and posing. I don't know that he did things intentionally or not. Could he have accidentally touched somebody's breast? Sure. Could he have copped a feel? Sure. I don't know. But it's not as clear-cut. And yes, certainly things could get better there, but these are much lesser charges. They're not criminal, unlike the things that so many of these others were accused of doing. And the truth is, while we can make things better, sexuality and show business are always going to go hand in hand. And there's always going to be murky gray areas. But when it comes to people like Weinstein and Trump and U.S. Olympic doctor Larry Nassar, these are criminal allegations even if the statute of limitations has run out. So in entertainment, there's some very serious allegations, and there's some that I'm not really all that worried about. And we need to figure out what the difference is and how we deal with this stuff. Next week, we're going to go into a little bit more detail about all the different people in show business who have been accused recently, and what it really means, and who the worst players are.